I'm the neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Thank you for joining us today, and we've got more coverage on this Lee Booker checkoff amendment that had been considered by the Senate in recent days. It was talked about on the floor by Senator Booker on Wednesday, and then yesterday by Senator Lee of Utah. Their challenge to checkoff commodity programs across the spectrum, including the dollar head beef checkoff, that was one of the primary targets of the group that was kind of behind the amendment, the Humane Society of the U.S. We get into that today. We wanted to hear from Senator Lee's comments on the floor of the Senate yesterday in advance of the final farm bill vote, as well as from Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, who strongly defended the checkoffs and urged a no vote on the amendment. All that in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. My family and I take pride in providing you and your families with safe, wholesome, and let's not forget, delicious dairy foods. Join us in celebrating all things dairy this June Dairy Month. Learn more about dairy farm families and get to know the people behind your milk at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
A proposed amendment to the Senate Farm Bill would have drastically changed the way the commodity checkoff programs operate in the United States. The so-called Lee Booker Amendment was rejected by the full U.S. Senate on Thursday afternoon. 38 yes votes, 57 no votes on the amendment. Mike Lee, the senator from Utah, argued ahead of the vote that this is needed reform.
The amendment would prohibit them, these checkoff programs, from contracting with any organization that lobbies on agricultural policy with an exemption for research at institutions of higher education. It would also prohibit employees and agents of the checkoff boards from engaging in activities that may pose a conflict of interest. Furthermore, the amendment would establish uniform standards for checkoff programs that prohibit anti-competitive activity and any unfair or deceptive practices.
This amendment's been promoted by the Humane Society of the U.S., saying that they would like to see transparency in the checkoff programs. In reality, the critics of HSUSA, they're just out to try to harm animal agriculture specifically. Senator Pat Roberts, chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, argued strongly against the measure.
The amendment offered by Senator Lee and Senator Booker would prohibit checkoffs from partnering with farm groups and others that engage with government. This prohibition would extend far beyond farm country. It would have negative impacts on the general public. This is because checkoffs partner with a diverse number of entities, not just farm organizations, to conduct research and education campaigns on environmental conservation, improved nutrition, and other critical areas that benefit our entire society. Examples of entities who have contracted with checkoffs and would be barred from continuing checkoff work because they engage in lobbying include the American Heart Association, the American Association of Pediatrics, and the National Women, Infants, and Children's Association. These organizations and many others would be prohibited from partnering with checkoffs if this amendment were adopted. I urge my colleagues to think carefully about this impact this amendment would have, and I urge a no vote on the Lee Booker amendment.
Mr. President.
Senator from Michigan.
I join with the chairman in asking members to vote no on this amendment. Thank you.
Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, followed by his ranking member Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, both urging a no vote on the Lee Booker Amendment. The Senate agreed with the Senate Ag leadership that was defeated 57 no's, 38 yeses. After the vote, Kevin Kester, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, did release a statement cheering the rejection of the Lee Booker Amendment. He says that the rejection of this amendment is a win for America's cattle producers who voluntarily created and continue to overwhelmingly support the beef checkoff system. Legislation like the Lee Booker Amendment is largely pushed by militant vegans and extreme political organizations that essentially want to end animal agriculture. We're happy that producers can continue to lead the checkoff system and contract with whatever producer-led groups will best provide and promote beef consumption and research. Comments from Kevin Kester, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains top hard grazing grain wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.